today, what was the top small cap story of the last 12 months? Welcome to the Fast Five by Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Adam Lang.
Good morning, Michael.
In the next 5 minutes, we are each going to put forward what we think was the top small cap story. So that's basically a story involving a company outside of the top 100 on the ASX. We are going to then decide whose story wins the top small cap of the last 12 months. I reckon I've got a good one, but you know what? Let's start with you this morning, Adam. What have you got?
Okay, my top small cap story is the disaster that has been the fable of A2 Milk in the last 12 months. July 2020, share price was $19.83. July 2021, $5.86, and it's been trading around that price ever since. So this company, A2 Milk, was once worth $14 billion, is now worth $4.3 billion. Now, here's the reasons why. The previous head of Asia Pacific, Peter Nathan, managed to sell a huge chunk of shares during the high times and then exited shortly after a new CEO, David Bortolussi, was appointed. And a big part of the challenge was the international market for their baby formula, including the market of China, was going through export. And another part of it, a huge portion in the end, was also going through the informal market of travelers and expatriates going into supermarkets, buying up the formula and sending it home, the so-called Daigou market. Now, this got a bit disrupted because COVID hit, and these travelers and expatriates couldn't buy and send back to China in the same way. And as capitalism will do, when big profits are being made in one area, new competitors come into the mix. In short, A2 Milk got slammed because it got lucky. It took its eye off the market and got whacked by COVID and competition.
That's a good one.
Michael, can I just say, when it's for 5 minutes, is it fair that the first speaker, Adamski, gets almost half that time?
No, Sean, I'm glad you actually mentioned that because, no, really it's not fair. So is it automatic disqualification?
Yes. Go on. What's your...
Okay, so it's between you and me today, Sean.
Good.
Well, it's a shame that the best story has already failed, but
you've
spoken
enough, Adamski. Go on.
The top small cap story for me is about a company that when it first listed on the ASX in December of 2020 was pegged as one to watch. It was an exciting growth stock, but 2021 was the year that Nui came unstuck in a spectacular way. First, a little bit of background. Nui is a tech company that develops data analytics and intelligence software. It did have a successful IPO, almost $1 billion raised. But this is then what happened in the next 12 months. It's quite a list. AFP raid into allegations of insider trading involving the former chief financial officer. ASIC investigations into the numbers used for the IPO. The CEO, the CFO, and co-founder all left the business. There have been profit downgrades. There have been class actions. The share price has collapsed. Just you could pick any one of those things and it would make it a really good small cap story. Put it all together and it is a really remarkable story. It's had a shocker, and that's why I think it's the top story for the last 12 months. Sean, what have you got?
Good argument. Very good argument. Well, mine is the top small cap story because it's about a company that was a big cap that became a small cap. In fact, at the beginning of this year, it was a top 100 company. Now it's about 150th on the bourse. We are talking, of course, about AMP. In fact, it was once a top 10 business. It's now in the position where it's actually breaking up. It will demerge part of its business in 2022, so it will become even smaller. If you look back at this year, the CEO, Francesco De Ferrari, resigned. Bo Bahari, the controversial appointment to the head of AMP Capital, who then had to step back, he also resigned. It has a new CEO joining, Alexis George. She began a couple of months ago. AMP was once an iconic blue chip. It now is struggling to make the ASX 200. It's the top small cap story because it was a large cap that's become a small cap.
Because Adam has been disqualified, I'm going to decide the winner today.
Fair enough.
And AMP is the winner because that is a company that has 170 years of history. And for it to end up where it is now, that is a pretty spectacular downfall. So I think that's the winner. Adam, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's the winner.
Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
That's it for today. Make sure you've hit follow or subscribe on the podcast so that you get the next episode automatically in your playlist. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five by Fear and Greed.